I have a real problem with integrity. No, not my integrity. I mean, I hold people to their word, and I expect people to act, behave, and speak with integrity. And when there's a deviation from that, it bugs me. Now, we all certainly have our own values. One of my personal values is integrity and authenticity. They're the top of my list. You know, I encourage people to take the values in action and the temperament and character inventory, which show us all of these different types of personality traits and character traits and values. And when you can sort of recognize yourself in these results from these questionnaires that have been validated and used all around the world in research studies, it allows you to just accept what is, embrace it, and then utilize who you are to the best of your ability. So even if you have a quality like novelty seeking, which is one of mine, it has its positive side and its negative side, its pluses and its minuses. You know, and even a value such as integrity has a negative side, in that when I see others acting with a lack of integrity, it bugs me to no end. You know, I was looking at the definition of integrity, and there are two that come up. One is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. Now, honesty we all get. There's things that come out of your mouth or the way you live your life. It's either truth or it's false. True, false. But when it comes to having a strong moral principles and moral uprightness, then we start talking about things like ethics and decency. And those, I think, are hard to nail down because they're subjective. If I think it's best not to steal something, I don't know, just something silly like a pen that's being offered at a bank, and that's me. But there may be other people that are saying, oh, well, you know, my sense of decency says it's out there. They have tons of money, I'll just take it. So it's the scruples, I think, are very difficult to pin down. But the second definition of integrity that I saw was the state of being whole and undivided. And the synonyms being unity, unification, solidarity, coherence, and cohesion. And those words for me really get to the heart and core of what it means to be an integrous person, to live with integrity, and certainly to do business with integrity. If you say you're going to do something, then you do it. Integrity is this concept of being consistent in your actions, your values, your principles, and your outcomes. So if I say I'm going to be somewhere on time, I will be there. If I say I'm going to sign a contract and fulfill my obligations, then I'm going to do that without making excuses. And if I cannot, the integrous thing to do would be to step forward and own it and simply say, hey, look, I cannot fulfill on this promise that I made. And the reason I'm being so critical right now is because in the position that I occupy now, as a teacher, as a mentor, and as a leader in this space of transformation and consciousness, what I'm asking my clients to do is to embrace who they are and to live with authenticity and integrity. And for most people, when they do that, they actually find that their life becomes better. So physically, emotionally, financially, harmony in relationships all seems to improve when you line up your values, your passions, and your identity with how you live your life. It makes your life better. So if people have had problems in relationships or they've made poor choices financially, I'm not saying we will point the finger at them to make you feel bad. It's a matter of becoming aware and conscious of maybe the patterns that you're running, maybe the belief systems that you're holding on to, the stories that you're telling yourself. And then we look at them and look at who you are at your core to find out where is the lack of integrity, where is that piece that's off kilter. So It's a matter of, you know, it is honesty. It's honesty and sincerity. And I think now more than ever, with the changes going on in our world, we all are being called to step into our true self. And as the dear Reverend Jane Howard Feldman says, become a disciple to your higher self. And if your higher self is calling for you living by your word, then do that. And if you find that you're still having to shuck and jive and twist and lie, then I can tell you that other parts of your life are going to be twisted and bent and out of alignment. It becomes hypocritical. And I know in my own life, being on television and on radio and doing the things that I was doing in the earlier part of my career, felt like a farce. It felt like hypocritical because I was telling people to live with integrity and honor their dreams and honor their values to improve their lives. And yet, on some level, I wasn't doing it. And so again, there's this blessing and curse between having a value of authenticity and integrity. Certainly, it governs my business dealings and my interpersonal relationships, and I think that is excellent for me. But it also makes it very difficult to tolerate others. And so I'm brought back constantly to my practice of mindfulness and becoming the non-judgmental witness and allowing others to be who they are in that moment at their level of consciousness. Because even if I see their potential or who they could be or I believed who they said they were and what they're showing me is not the same, who am I to judge it? So it's definitely causing me in this moment to pause and to reflect and to recognize that as the non-judgmental witness, I must accept others exactly as they are, just as I accept myself exactly as I am. And then that opens up the space for us to transcend whatever we deem necessary for transcendence. So I wonder about you. Are there areas in your life where you feel like you're out of integrity? That you're just not lined up with your values, with your commitments, with your core principles? And all I would say is, let's look at that. Let's look at the why. Let's look at the areas where you're out of alignment. Because if you can do that, and you can truly step into a higher level of authenticity for yourself, I believe you will be a great, great, great gift to other people, both in showing your own vulnerability and imperfection, as well as showing that you are willing to step it up. So there you have it. I would invite you now to look at the areas of your life that you're struggling in and see if there is a discrepancy between your desire, your values, your goals, your commitments, and how you're actually living. Because if that area of your life that you're struggling in is because of a mismatch between your internal core and your external actions and behaviors, then you can fix that. Live with integrity means to line things up, choosing your thoughts and words and actions based on what's right on an ongoing basis.